How is it possible that they stuck three separate HIV proteins in these shots and effectively gave the world vaccine-induced AIDS? If that happened, all the doctors will tell you that is so. So how is it possible that they've effectively killed half of the globe and they're still walking around free?
Did you know, Todd, the military is starting to test the members of the military for
AIDS? Yes, I do.
AIDS?
Yes, I do know that.
Are you
and sickle cell too, by the way, and sickle cell as well, because the vaccines have also the propensity to change the shape of red blood cells, and so now they're showing up with sickle cell, with HIV, with cancers that never existed before. It was only in 2021 that we found there was an 1100% increase in all cause morbidity mortality. We don't know what those numbers are anymore because the DOD changed them and fudged them. And I was talking to one of our whistleblowers yesterday, funny enough, and I said, well, how can we track how many pilots are no longer flying because they can't? And this person effectively said, we can't, because now DMED is worthless. It's not useful because the numbers are all made up. We don't even know how to track this now.
Now that they're doing these blood tests and they're looking to see if members of the military who have been vaccinated have AIDS, vaccine-induced, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency, basically.
That's right.
Are they also looking to see if, in fact, some of the members of the military even took the vaccine? Because let's face it, there's people out there that'll, for $100, $1,000, whatever, you can walk into a CVS and they'll take your vaccine, squirt it into the trash can and fill out the form and say, well, they came in for their vaccine. I didn't have to tell you I put it in their arm, you know. Are they going to be able to determine
and
that
they can
then?
Tell. Yeah, they can. So we did mass spectrometry on both Pfizer and Moderna, and we found that each of them contains something called luciferase.
Right.
And in one of them, it's SM102, and the other one is ALC3015 as key ingredients. Luciferase is a bioluminescent ingredient, for lack of a better word, that will, in fact, allow third-party onlookers to know whether or not you got the shot. And I've talked to people who showed up at the border with their fake vaccine cards and were turned away because the border inspectors knew they hadn't had the shots. They knew remotely. So the answer to your question is yes, they'll know whether people got the shots or not. And those who stood up and said, I'm not getting the shots, are already getting processed out. Right? That's what we're doing from day to day is trying to help those people.